You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shabbos Parshas Baal Oischa. The parsha begins that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe to instruct Aharon HaKohen's brother. Baal Oischa as Haneres. When he lights the lights of the menorah, Mul Pnei HaMenorah, Yeiru Shiva Saneres. The seven candles of the menorah should burn. So, from this pasuk, it's not at all obvious that there's a different character to different parts of the menorah. It sounds like all the candles are the same. But if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tufresh Pei, you see that there were certain days that were designated by the Chazal to be fast days, which were connected to calamities that happened to Klal Yisrael historically. That Simen is called Yomim Shemesanin Bahem. And in Sif Beis, it starts off by saying that the first day of Nisan, that the Bnei Aaron of the Vaviyu died, on the 10th day Miriam HaNeviya died, etc., etc. And in the middle of a pretty long list of historical occurrences, first day of Av, Aaron died, Yud Ches Boi Kova Ner Maravi. The Mechaber says that on the 18th day of Av, the Ner Maravi was extinguished. What is the Ner Maravi? And it seems that from the Pashat of Pshat and Pasuk, all the candles were lit every day, and they were relit at night, so which implies that they all burned out. So what does that mean? They made a tiny Kova Ner Maravi. What was this calamity of Kova Ner Maravi, the extinguishing of the Ner Maravi? So, the Chidah, in his Sefer Nachal Kedumim, brings our attention to a Yaris Tavash, the second volume, Derush Zion, Daf Kuf Ayin, and Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel. And we're going to greatly summarize some of the points here. And he says that in the days of Ochroz, Kova Ner Maravi, it became extinguished. He directs to us to the Gemara Masechtes Shabbos, Daf Chuf Beis Umid Beis. To the complicated Inyan which the Gemara is discussing regarding if you can light one Chanukah lecht with another Chanukah lecht, is it a covid for our menorah? A machloikis with a lot of mandi amrim and a lot of things going on. We're just focusing on one quote from Rav Sheshes. Masiv Rav Sheshes quotes a pasuk in Vayikra, Mechutz l'peroches ha'edus bo'oil moed, yarach oisoy arn, me'erev ad erev v'nei Hashem tamid. So Rav Sheshes asks, what does this mean, Mechutz l'peroches ha'edus? You know that there was the peroches, what does this expression peroches ha'edus mean? And it was called edus because of the menorah, because it was next to the menorah. Elo edus, in some way, the menorah gave testimony that the Shechina rested in Klal Yisrael. And then the Gemara says, "My edus, omarav zu ner maravi." We're referring to one specific candle or ner. It was oil. It was called the ner maravi. That even though externally it looked just like the others, it was given the same amount of oil as all of the other lamps, all of the other neres. And the Gemara uses an intriguing phrase, an enigmatic phrase, "Umimena hoyu madlik ubo hoyu mesayim." That what made the Ner Maravi special, that everything was lit from it, and it was the last to go out. And what the last to go out meant, and we will explain, there's a lot of different perushim, including the main one which we want to focus from the Aris Tavash shortly. But first let us look at Rashi. Rashi explains that all of the lamps went out in the morning, at which time the Kohen would clean them and replace their oil and wicks, but they were not relit because it was the daytime. It was supposed to be lit at night. But the Ner Maravi Alpi Nes burnt the whole day. It was not a physical light. It was lit by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, seemingly like the fire on the mountain that burned the Korbanos. So because it burnt continuously, the preparing for that Ner, the Ner Maravi, didn't happen in the morning like the rest of the Neris when their oil ran out. It was lit just before the evening when the Kohen still removed, the Kohen removed the still burning wick and oil and refilled the Ner with new oil and put in a new wick, which was lit from the old wick, which was still lit. And then the Kohen would kindle all of the other lamps from the Ner Maravi. And this miracle, which we will explain in this year, was connected specifically only to the Ner Maravi, the Western Lamp, as it was called. And that's what it means according to Rashi. Umimeno hoyo madlik uboy hoyo mesayim. It was first lit by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and from it was lit all of the other Neris every day, from that fire. Uboy hoyo mesayim l'choira means, historically, there was a point where that Ner Maravi lost its special supernatural spiritual nature, and it went out, became extinguished when the oil was used up like the other Neris, and became just like every other Ner. But as long as it had this special eternal light, it was an edus to the goyim that the Shechinah rested. And this is the reason why the tainis was made when Koven Ner Maravi. This is what it means, Koven Ner Maravi, because it didn't go out throughout the whole existence from when it was created in Ner Maravi. It didn't go out until that particular day when the tainis was created for its being extinguished. So now, dear friends, we come to the main point of the shir, the meaning and significance of the individual neris of the menorah and their relationship to the Ner Maravi, that collectively they represent all of the chokhmas that have come down to the world. And he goes into a little bit of a tangent that Ner is connected to chokhma. Chokhmas, Odom Toyer, Ponov, it's a pasuk in Perek Ches of Koheles. So the light of the menorah connected to the wisdom of the world. But the Ner Maravi was the Ner of the Torah, the Chokhmas HaTorah. And all the other Neris represent the wisdom chitzonius, science, mathematics, all of the wisdom of the world. The kulam tzrichus hagdomus lekinyan hachochmes mishalochos rishainos. All of those other chochmes need to draw whatever wisdom the other nations have. They all of those wisdoms draw their wisdom from the Torah. But the wisdom of the Torah needs to be connected to the wisdoms of the world. There's a certain basic intellectual development that someone who wants to sit down and learn, they have to be able to develop their intellectual faculties, let us call it. But when someone gets the basic smarts to be mekabel chochma, avakasha kva hoyu l'toyra havona tivius, chalal of ruach hakodesh, and he's lifted to a different realm, he has no need for the other wisdom. He has the Torah. The wisdom of the Torah surpasses the other branches of wisdom. That was the significance of the other Neris needing to be lit from the Ner Maravi. It's a demonstration of this concept. So, dear friends, in this very abbreviated narrative of the Mahalach of the Yaras Tavash regarding the Menorah, and how it represents the interaction between the Chochmas Chitzonius and Chochmas HaTorah. And he goes into greater detail, which we don't have time for now. But he talks about many of the sciences can help us illuminate the Torah. We see, he mentions algebra. We see from the Rambam astronomy with the Moilid. We see many places where the Gedolei Olam even used Chochmas Chitzonius. But in this world of Golos that we now live in, we have to be very careful, because the Gedolim, including Yaras Tavash, which was just quoted, clearly articulate that one could go astray by getting carried away with Chochmas Chitzonius. But they have their place, and this will help us understand the famous narrative that's brought down in certain Svarim regarding a dialogue that happened between Plato, I think, and Yirmiya, where Plato was in Eretz Yisrael, it seems, and encountered Yirmiya crying tremendously on the Churban Bayis, and Plato asked Yirmiya, why are you crying so intensely? It's just a building of stone and wood. And Yirmiya responded, Plato, you are a great philosopher of the Greeks. You must have very deep questions regarding the world. Ask me any questions that you have regarding creation that you have unanswered. And Plato articulated some of the questions he had. And Yirmiya, on the spot, answered every question. And the narrative ends by saying that Plato was nishtoimim, he was in shock. And he told Yirmiya, how can a human being like you have such profound and comprehensive wisdom about all these things that you gave me answers for? And Yirmiya says, you know how I got all this chochma? I got chochma from this building that you asked me why I'm crying about, this building of stones and wood. And this also explains, it tells stories with many Gedolei Yisrael that had insight in medicine. The Chazon Ish gave directions to surgeons on how to make certain surgeries, which they learned from Hilchas Dreyfus. So this connection between the Shiva Kenea Menorah, this is exceedingly interesting in helping us understand much of the interaction of Chochmas Chitzonius and Chochmas HaTorah, which, Again, Yaros Devash, who talks about the use of these chochmas, says we must be very careful in our interaction with this. And that's the topic, perhaps, of many shurim. But I just want to end, we talked about Kevel Kovan Ner Maravi, with the famous story of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, who lived at the same time of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And the story goes that everyone knew that the Baal Shem held very highly of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Chida mentions it in his form. He was the Talmud of the Or HaChaim. And at one specific time by Shalosh Shudas on the Shabbos, the Baal Shem was very shook up when he washed his hands from the Netilas Yadayim for Shalosh Shudas. He was visibly shook up, and the Talmidim were very curious. And after he washed, they asked him what happened. So he said he felt that at that time by Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos, he felt that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh was Nifter. And he said how he knew. He said, because there is a great Kabbalistic secret, a soid, that only one person in generation is zoichet to know. And this is a soid having to do with Netilas Yadayim. And he always wanted to know this secret, but this secret was held by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and no one else could have it as long as he was alive. And all of a sudden, when he washed his hands for Netilas Yadayim, the Baal Shem, they revealed this soid to him by Netilas Yadayim. So he extrapolated the Baal Shem. The person that held the secret previously, which was the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he had passed away. Otherwise, the Baal Shem said, I would never have been able to get this soy. And it's interesting that the Baal Shem referred to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh at that time, Kova Ner Maravi. The western lamp of the menorah has gone out. And the simple explanation is that Or HaChaim lived in Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Mokom Marav is where the Shechina is, Achazal tell us. So he referred to, Baal Shem referred to Or HaChaim as the Ner Maravi, but there could be another reason, because there are some tzaddikim that are on a higher plane than all other tzaddikim of their generation, called the Chad Bedoro. And it seemed that the Baal Shem felt from the story we see that Or HaChaim HaKadosh was the Ner Maravi. He was the singular lamp, and that could be why he was called the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Only three are known, to my knowledge, as HaKadosh, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the Shaloh HaKadosh, and the Alshach HaKadosh. Because he was like the Ner Maravi, which was an Eidus LiYisrael that the Shechina rests on Klal Yisrael. Those tzaddikim are very special places, very special people. Zchusam Yogan Aleinu. We should be Zoicha to Simchas and Shmuas Toives and Hor Anenu B'Sor Yisrecha V'Davuk Libeinu Mitzvah Yisrecha. And we should hurriedly hear Nechamas Siyin Yerushalayim B'Soris Toives from Klal Yisrael and from Eretz Yisrael G'Shabbos.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.